Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Morning!
Happy Monday!
You guys, we have like growth stuff to talk about, but also, you know how we are. We're going to keep it fun. We're going to try to just keep it fun, but not before we say just like, oh, hearts breaking for anyone close to or around or tangentially in any way involved with anyone who was hurt in Waukesha yesterday at this Christmas parade. What the hell?
Yeah, I just, humanity, man.
It would be great if not for the humans. You know what I mean?
Right. It would be great if not for the humans. You're absolutely right. I was watching that yesterday and I'm like, really? Seriously? At a Christmas parade? Come on.
Oh, and the videos were just...
I didn't watch them.
It's best that you don't. It's best that you don't. I wish I could unsee them, but you know, when they like show up in your feed, it's impossible to avoid them. And we'll get into that in just a minute. But first, I do have an email to share with everybody from Mindy Witherell. Mindy Witherell says, "Hi, chicks. I have been listening to you guys for about 18 months now, and I look forward to you helping me start each day with some common sense to this madness we're living in. You see, I live in California, so most people I encounter are crazy."
Oh, my God.
She says, "Anyway, I ordered a few products from MyPillow after hearing so much about them on your show. I specifically want to tell you about my slippers and their kitten fur goodness. I was babysitting my one-year-old granddaughter one day and we were watching a Disney movie. She took my slipper off and put her hand inside and kept rubbing and caressing the inside as if it were one of her stuffed animal toys. She continued doing that the entire time we watched the movie. She would not give me back my slipper. They are the best. Grammy and Harper approve. Love you, gals. Balls."
Oh my gosh, I love it. Balls. That is such an endorsement right there.
Right?
Sweet baby girl rubbing the inside of her slipper like a kitten.
I mean, can you even?
God, my heart. I need grandkids.
So precious. And by the way, I also wanted to remind everybody, or maybe tell you if you did not know this already, that Mike Lindell, owner of MyPillow, is the one that put up Kyle Rittenhouse's bail. So if you needed another reason to support that company, hello.
I know. I saw that last week and I was like, wouldn't you know it? You know? I mean, it didn't surprise me at all, though.
I know.
Before anybody knew anything really about this kid, he was like, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do that.
Mm-hmm.
God bless him.
God bless him indeed. And you can get all the discounts there. They've got tons of inventory. If you are looking for Christmas presents, they are your place to go because you're going to get your stuff on time and you're going to get things that people absolutely love, no matter what you order. It's still buy one, get one on the Giza Dream Sheets, but you can use our website and code to get massive discounts on everything. It's mypillow.com/chicks.
Get some travel pillows, you guys. Everybody loves travel pillows. Start with those. Towels. And then, you know, get your Giza Dream Sheets, everything else. Yeah, exactly. Work your way up. There you go.
All right. So we're waiting to learn more about what happened in Waukesha yesterday at this Christmas parade where a red SUV, I think it was a Ford Escape, just went barreling through a police barricade and just into the performers of the parade and also people that were on the side watching. So we know that there are 5 reported deaths so far and 40 plus injuries, and that number is expected to grow. And that they have the car and they have in custody a person of interest, but not somebody that they're calling a suspect yet.
How? I don't understand.
No idea how.
I don't understand how. Yeah, how can, so they have the car and they have a person in that's a suspect, but they don't. I mean, a person that's in custody, but they're not saying this is the person. I don't.
Right.
So did the So the car drove itself? I mean, this is like,
The only thing I can think of is that, you know, if the person that they have in custody is not the owner of the car, or because there's also rumblings I saw about it, the potential storyline being that the person driving was fleeing a knife incident of some sort, which I don't know what that means. If they were like perpetrators of a knife incident, I don't know. There's so much that we don't know right now, okay. Which is frustrating because you think about all the people that were eyewitnesses to that event and all the cameras and everything that they have. I don't get it.
We just got through talking in a podcast last week about how everybody has cameras now. Everybody films everything. And then I'm sure there were surveillance cameras all around. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's frustrating. It's really frustrating that they don't have somebody in custody right now that they're saying, this is the exact person. We've got them and we're going to nail this person. And this person will suffer.
Yeah. It's frustrating too, because then there were people on Twitter who started immediately passing around this photo of a guy that looked like he was in a red car saying, here's the guy. And it was like a close up of his face in the car, but it was kind of blurry. So that started traveling around. A name got attached to that photo.
Oh my God.
But it wasn't real. The photo was like 3 years old. And I'm just like, this is why I hate Twitter in some ways, because this is the kind of stuff that starts getting passed around. And then some guy who had nothing to do with this gets their life ruined in an instant because all of a sudden their face is attached to something they had nothing
to
do with.
He gets totally Richard Jeweled, you know?
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly right. So it's frustrating. So all we know is that there was tragedy in Waukesha yesterday, and that's all we know. And so we're not going to speculate about much else until we know more, right? I mean, that's the responsible thing to do.
Yeah, and I'm sure we're going to learn more today, and then we'll probably update everybody tomorrow, and everybody's going to get updates tomorrow, I'm sure. It's just, I just hate that happened. I know everybody hates that happened. God, this world. Yeah. If you're a person of faith, pray.
Now's the time. Yeah.
Right.
And since we spoke to you guys last on Friday morning, obviously we've had a verdict in the Rittenhouse case, and the reaction, you guys, holy
wow.
Crap, are people losing their minds? And it's I'm floored by the division over the verdict. Like if you are a person who actually paid attention to the trial, then you shouldn't be surprised by the verdict and you should think it was a fair one. And if you are not a person that watched, then maybe you're a leftist weirdo who's actually mourning the deaths of a domestic abuser and a pedophile.
Right.
I don't understand your priorities at all if you're doing that.
Or if you watched CNN and MSNBC the whole time, you obviously have a skewed vision of what the trial was about.
Yeah,
see, I listened to somebody the other day. I think it may have even been Tucker. I don't know. If somebody was talking about how they just got, it was Friday night, and it was how somebody just got their news from like a Brazil news network, and they legit thought that the people that Kyle killed were black.
Yeah.
Because people that are not in America, and I'm sure there are people in America who think this, if they didn't pay attention to the trial, just based on the media coverage, they actually believe, because he has been labeled a white supremacist, because why would a white supremacist kill white people, right? So he's been labeled a white supremacist. So the media coverage outside of this country, there are reporters who are, you know, relaying to people that he, in fact, killed black people. So it's like this, it's beyond insane. Like this, it's because of our irresponsible propaganda driven, just rabid media who's completely irresponsible, and they have a narrative that they're trying to drive. And these people are horrific. Like we shouldn't listen or believe a word that they say anymore after this at all, ever again. I mean, it should have been that you didn't believe them before this, but now this should be like the nail in the coffin. I mean, these people are unreal. They have a narrative and they want to drive it. And now after this, it's like, I won't. They're awful. They should be absolutely ashamed of themselves, but they're not. There's no shame.
Well, and here is an example. And this is one of the worst. Tiffany Cross, who I only know her name now. I think I've seen her face like on Twitter a few times, but I never knew her name because I just didn't care. She's a lunatic. She is a talking head on MSNBC. And here's a quick clip about how this is her reaction.
disgusted at what I'm seeing. It's not just this trial, it's other trials, but this in particular, the fact that white supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely and celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. They represent the legislative branch of this country. What are we to make of that?
Oh my God.
What in the hell? I don't understand how you watch any of that trial and think that. I don't know. Right. Where do you get that?
You're completely brainwashed at that point. Like, these people they see everything according to this, and they're completely and totally brainwashed. And I cannot believe that she is on a television able to just brainwash even more people. It's crazy. And they do. People lap it up and they sit there. And you know what? We know people. I mean, you were fighting with people this weekend on your Facebook page. Yeah. There are people that I used to work with you, who I'm like, holy crap, how are these people this stupid? Like, they didn't watch, or they watched the wrong coverage. They watched coverage that was telling them this is what happened, because you're too stupid to watch the freaking trial. And you're going to go ahead and listen to me, and I'm going to tell you what happened. You know what happened? Oh, Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. And he went out there just, you know, hungry for blood, and he was hunting black people down.
Oh, God.
And this is like literally what they're telling people. And people are like, okay, that's what happened. A thumb up my butt. This is what happened. I mean, it's unbelievable what is going on in this country and how people are just so willing to accept what's fed to them. Mm-hmm. And they have zero critical thinking skills anymore. Nobody even cares to question anything. I mean, that's one thing that I teach my kid is question everything. If a teacher tells you something, question it. If an adult tells you something, question it. It's okay to question it, no matter the media. Question everything.
You have to, and it sucks. I mean, that's the thing, is it like you just cannot immediately trust first thing you see, the second thing you see. You just can't trust it. I mean, and now, of course, I get that, like, the official news channels now have to compete with, I mean, even us to some degree, right? They have to compete with all the alternative media channels that are out there that people use now because they don't trust the mainstream media. So what happens? They get worse because they get so hungry for clicks and for attention that they have to get more insane. Right. And then the cycle just gets worse and worse and worse. It's out of control.
And frankly, there is no such thing as news anymore. I mean, it's all opinion based. I don't really see. There's maybe like some. I don't know. I can't think of. Can you think of anybody that's just news based and doesn't have at least a little bit of opinion in there? I can't think of.
No.
Yeah, I can't.
I really can't.
And it's such a stark contrast to when you and I grew up, and it was like the Walter Cronkites of the world, and they just delivered the freaking news. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so different now. You guys, just a quick reminder that if you are freaked out by what's happening in the world and you maybe have some of your money tied up in IRAs or mutual funds or the stock market in any way, and you want something that's more tangible, a 2.5 gram bar of gold. That is what you get when you set up a subscription to Acre Gold. You too can build up your gold supply in your own safe at home or just wherever you want to keep it. And that is a great hedge against what's happening in the stock market at any given time, because it's something that you can hold and store and have and know that it's not going to lose its value. And in fact, can grow and grow and grow in value. So Acre Gold is the place that we have found that makes it easy. It's like the easiest place to get a subscription to gold. It's kind of like a layaway program, because you can either do $50 a month or $100 a month, and you can invest in gold. And as you earn it, they send you the bars and you can keep them.
It's actually a really good Christmas present too. I think it's a great Christmas present for somebody, like somebody that's a little bit older, maybe like a 20 something in your life. I think it's a really great Christmas present. You know,
that's not a bad idea at all.
Yeah. Or for a retired mom or something. I think it's a great Christmas present. I'm just saying.
It is. And they're still doing a giveaway, you guys. So if you want to try to win a free bar of gold, you can do that. You just tweet or you post on your social media why you should be the recipient of the gold. And you just tag @get_acre and tell them why you should be the recipient. You might win that bar of gold. But in the meantime, if you want to sign up for the subscription, just go to getacregold.com/chicks and start investing today.
I want somebody to dress up as Goldmember, like Austin Powers as Goldmember, and then tweet them.
Oh my God. Or at least take a photo and send it to us so that we can use it and show everybody this is what happens to you when you start getting gold.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay. We also, I wanted to mention too, that in addition to the reaction to that verdict being so out of control, people like Jerry Nadler, that Humpty Dumpty weirdo, I just cannot stand that guy.
He's like the Penguin. I can't really even imitate him because I don't have... that I can't. but he is like the Penguin. Yeah,
well, he and many other leftists in Congress are of course outraged by the verdict because they don't like it when actual justice takes place. So now he is calling for the Department of Justice to open up a new investigation into Kyle Rittenhouse so that perhaps he can face federal charges, because that is how psychotic everything is right now. I'm so mad.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just, so why? Why though? Was there a reason why? I mean, I'm just curious.
Because clearly that the judge was biased. Clearly the judge is also a white supremacist, and the jury was all white and had to be all white supremacist.
This is all about race though. I'm curious because everybody's talking about how, I mean, a white boy can go out and get away with killing two white men. Okay. All right. Because OJ got away with killing a white woman. We saw that happen. And there was a kid here in Texas that shot up a school a couple weeks ago. Remember how that story just went, just like nobody talked about it. He got let go like the next day.
He made bail.
Nobody gave half a shit that happened. Nobody cared. That kid went completely free. Nobody cared. Five people were injured that day. I mean, just shot up a school. Nobody cared. That kid was black. I mean, it's like, I'm just curious, like, why are we so fixated? If we're going to start bringing up skin color, then we need to bring it up all the way around, because yeah. I'm just curious. And he killed two white people. So why are we, this is outrageous. I don't understand what is going on. I'm so confused as to what is happening. I know. And it's because they're cherry picking and they're doing it now. That's like, they're fixated on race where there's no difference in race. You look insane. Yeah.
So my tiny hands that I ordered for Daisy have arrived. And if you're listening to this right now and not watching, I am currently using the bird flipping tiny hand. This, I'm not directing it to you. I'm directing it to Jerry Nadler.
I cannot wait to get my middle finger, you guys. I'm going to use it for everybody. You know, I'm going to overuse that thing.
That's the greatest thing ever. So I know I am like so overdue to send you all the things. So I need to do that. Okay. Other news. Let me actually, I'm going to show you a sack attack. I've got a sack attack really quickly from this past Friday, because as you know, Build Back Better passed the House. Got to wait and see what happens in the Senate. But Peter Ducey, because the CBO score came out and said, hey, FYI, this doesn't cost nothing. It actually adds to the deficit by somewhere in the neighborhood of $160 to $360 billion. So not exactly no cost or free, as the White House and everybody has been trying to make it sound like.
Right. They're there. It's just, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just your money. Who cares?
So leave it to Peter Ducey to actually ask Jen Psaki, hey, could you maybe stop saying that now? And again, she is like condescending as all get out.
Saying that the Build Back Better plan does not increase the deficit one single cent. We now know that that is not true.
It is true. And I would note the several economists and experts out there. I would know. I think you're probably talking about the CBO score,
which Joe Biden himself in 2010 called the gold standard for Democrats and Republicans.
Well, Peter, since we're all here to communicate with the public about accurate information, what I would just note is that one of the components that experts, Democrats and Republicans, including former heads of the CBO, have pointed to is that IRS enforcement is not something that there's a lot of experience in the CBO scoring. They still scored it, but is undervalued by the assessment of many economists and experts, including people who have been critical of us in the past, who estimate, including former Treasury secretaries of both parties, who estimate there will be significant savings, significantly higher than what is estimated currently. So our assessment and the assessment by many economists out there is that there will be savings over 10 years that will actually reduce the deficit.
Just such name a government program ever in the history of ever that has not been more expensive or that has actually saved taxpayer money. Name one.
Yeah, I'm not going to name one. You know, I'm not going to do it because that there is none. There is that's zero. Zero. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah. So she danced around that answer and we watched her dance. She's really good at the dancing.
Well, I love that they're trying to say, well, the only reason the CBO scored it that way is because they don't have experience scoring that way for what we're trying to do. They don't have any experience. So that's why.
Yeah. And meanwhile, we're going to hire a bunch more IRS people to do all this crap, you know, and beef up the federal government and completely make it so it's so beefed up and overgrown and overblown. And like the federal government is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger under the Democrat Party. That's what we're going to do. And you're going to have to pay for that too. Oh, by the way, you have to pay all these people's salaries and their pensions and everything else. You know, congratulations. Yay.
You're going to pay more people that could potentially come and audit you. Also, remember how Joe Biden lies?
All the time. All the time.
All the time.
Yes.
He has lied again he was telling a story. I don't even know where he was, but he was talking about infrastructure and how important infrastructure is. And the story that he used to talk about how important it is talking about when his house burned down with Jill inside it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Was he like, oh, my God, Corn Pop came to save her? So it's not true. Then none of it's true, right?
I mean, he's been he's prone to exaggeration. I don't know if you know that about Joe Biden.
Really? No.
I know. What happened, and I think this was like back in 2013 at one of his houses, one of his Delaware houses or whatever.
Right.
And there was lightning struck and it like ended up striking, I think his air conditioning unit or something. And it ended up causing a kitchen fire. A small kitchen fire that was ultimately contained in less than 20 minutes. And was Jill in the kitchen? Yes. Did she leave the kitchen when the fire started? Yes.
Yes.
Did anybody have anything bad happen to them? No. But he basically said, you know, infrastructure is important because one time my house burned down with Jill inside it.
I feel like if the house burned down with Jill inside it, she would not be our first lady, right? So, I mean, we all know, like, just by you saying that you're exaggerating, you old senile coot. You crazy.
You crazy.
You know what? I am super excited to talk about AMAC today.
I know, best news ever, because like when we first learned about AMAC, it was for 50 plus, right? Like you had to be like kind of old like us.
Like a geezer like us, right?
Right. And now they've expanded their membership to include anybody at any age. This is amazeballs.
Really, really exciting because I can actually get into the fold some of my older kids. They're going to be super excited about it because the benefits are amazing. But this is like huge news. I mean, because these are people that can be brought into the fight for, you know, conservative values and things that we believe in and family and freedom and all those wonderful things that we believe in. And that's what AMAC believes in. And I'm so excited about this that it's not just us geezers who are, you know, who are going to be on the AMAC bandwagon.
Now you can join 2.3 million of your BFFs and have an organization advocate for you. And you can find out all about it at amac.us/checks.
Do it today, you guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did we already just talk about Steve Hayes and Jonah Goldberg, or was that you and me beforehand?
Yeah, it was just you and me beforehand.
Okay.
We have not talked about that with these people. It was you and me. We talked about it at length before we got on.
Okay, because I was like, I feel like I already said this, but now I don't remember.
No, you did, but this is the thing, is that it's so early and we haven't had nearly enough coffee, and sometimes it's like, did we talk about that with each other or with everybody else?
Yeah. I know, that's what, okay, so good. So if you haven't heard, Steve Hayes, who you've probably know as being a fixture on Fox News for years. He often showed up with Charles Krauthammer on Special Report for the panel for years and years and years. He's still been a contributor, and so too has Jonah Goldberg, both kind of stalwarts in the establishment Republican world. And they they work together on a publication, like a newsletter of some sort called The Dispatch. So they've had that for some time now. And they have now left Fox News specifically because, and they wrote a big giant open letter about this to explain their rationale. They have left Fox News because of Tucker Carlson, and specifically because of Tucker Carlson's January 6th, documentary.
It was on on Fox Nation. He put it on Fox Nation. Yeah.
Yeah. And in it, I haven't seen it, but apparently in it, you know, he implies that one of the theories about January 6th is that it was a false flag operation. And he massively downplays the idea of it being an insurrection. And I agree with him on that. It was not an insurrection. You know that because nobody's actually been charged with insurrection. So that's kind of how you know that. Anyway, Steve Hayes and Jonah Goldberg wrote a letter saying, we cannot in good conscience stay at a channel that allows the likes of Tucker Carlson to exist on that network. So they're gone.
I find all this interesting. Like, you know, you call them the stalwarts of the establishment and everything. You know, it's the whole establishment of the Republican Party. It's super interesting to me because, you know, you remember back like in 2015-ish, you know, there were people like Dana Loesch and, you know, people like, you know, I can't, there was a gaggle of them, like a whole gaggle of people that wrote that. Remember, they were never Trumpers. Remember?
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who now are just like, oh, we're just going to pretend that never happened. It's like Homer Simpson going back into the bushes. You know what I mean? Like it's like a lot of people like that, you know, wrote things about Trump because they were very like, oh, we don't. I'm not. It's kind of a weird comparison between that and what happened on January 6th. But I'm just saying, a lot of these like establishment-y people will say things and do things, and they want to distance themselves from certain things. But it makes you wonder why. Like it makes you want. Like why do they do this? Why do they do these? These big sort of like op-ed things, and then there are these grand gestures of this is how I feel, I'm making this grand exit, goodbye. It's like, why? Because I mean, Tucker is brilliant. Tucker is a brilliant journalist, and I think a lot of people are looking in the party, a lot of people who are conservative, I don't want to say in the party because it's different than being conservative. It really is different to me. Republican is different than being conservative, but and I consider myself a conservative. But a lot of people are looking to Tucker for like the facts. I mean, he has given straight facts to people these days. And he may be one of the last few people to do that at this point, because there's just a lot of garbage out there. And so conservatives. And so it does. When I see stuff like this, it kind of makes me go, what is your goal? What's your end goal in doing this? Like, again, with the critical thinking, what the hell are they doing? What are they doing?
I don't know. It's like they had like a powwow with Liz Cheney, and all of a sudden they're like, we gotta do this. I don't understand it at all. Although I will say it wasn't like a huge sacrifice, because they currently have 30,000 subscribers to The Dispatch at $100 a pop annually, which means that they're pulling in $3 million a year. So I think they're going to be okay. I think they'll be fine without their contributorships.
Okay, well, I get that, but don't you? Okay, I mean, I see that, but do you think that that'll hurt their? Do you think that that'll hurt their subscription?
I don't think so, because people know who they are. People know that they are very establishment. I mean, I see the criticism about both of them on Twitter long before they pulled out of Fox. People have been really tired of Jonah Goldberg for some time because he's been so anti-Trump and so not on the side of a lot of conservatives who are just fed up with Lincoln Project kind of people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I mean, I won't speak for you, but I kind of feel like I know how you feel about this, but Republicans are different than conservatives.
Oh yeah.
And that really irritates me. The Lincoln Project people can go suck it. They can suck it, you know? And the fragmentation in conservatism, but the fragmentation in the Republican Party really irritates me. But obviously conservatives align with Republicans. It's just that, man, those people don't represent me.
Yeah.
The Lincoln Party, the Lincoln Project people don't represent me. And it irritates me that they use Lincoln in their name.
I know. My gosh, it's so infuriating.
Today was like a really, really crappy news day, you guys.
Yeah.
We occasionally have those and there's nothing we can do about it, you know?
We try to make the best of it.
Right. I mean, Britney cannot be free every day, you know?
Oh, there is news that Chrissy Teigen got an eyebrow transplant. So
what are you even saying to me? What is it?
It's like a hair transplant, only instead of on your head, you put hairs, like they still harvest hairs from the back of your head and they use them to create new eyebrows. She just did that.
God, I mean, rich people, man, they have so much time and money. You know what I'm saying? This is what they're just inventing crap to do to their faces now. They're just inventing things. They're like, well, you know, it's like, I've done so much stuff to my face. What else can we do? What else can we do? We've put stuff in our lips. We put stuff here. We've done, what can we do? Let's just transplant our eyebrows. All right. All right.
She did that.
Okay. Also, you know what we didn't mention last week, really quick before we go, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian are officially dating.
It's for real. And Jason and Rob are like, it's because he has a huge schlong. And I'm like, no, that cannot be the reason. It cannot.
I think it's the reason. I do think it, I agree with them. I think it's the, hear me out. I think that's the reason. And I know you disagree with me, but I also think it's just for the holidays.
Okay, but why not just go and get a guy who's actually attractive with a huge schlong? This is what I don't understand. Why would you get somebody ugly? You're Kim Kardashian. You've got your feet in the litter.
Well, because she wants that and she wants a good sense of humor. And I think he also kisses her butt. I think he's that guy that's just, he showers women with attention and praise. And he's super like funny. And he's like, oh my God, you're this. And he's that guy. But I think he also may have a really big,
I don't get it. Because like, listen, whatever, the size of his, of his unit notwithstanding, at least for me, I require being physically attracted to the person beyond just the unit.
Well, you and I are from a different time.
I guess so, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, exactly. I mean, we come from a time when there was a Jake Ryan in 16 Candles. You know what I'm saying? Everything was different back then. Everything.
That's right. All right, we got to go.
Bring it in. Bring it in. You guys have a great day. Everybody.
Bye.
The FBI is carrying out another political hit job. Can we trust it to do honest investigations anymore? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll also be joined by Iraq War veteran Daniel Gade, who will explain why he believes the VA's disability policy is leaving far too many vets sicker and poorer. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to ZBiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's ZBiotics.com/R-A-D-I-O, radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.